The following is a presentation of the Noise Space Network. Find more great podcasts at noisespace.xyz. We begin in Southern California 3 decades ago. 2 wretched souls were brought to this earth, separated by just a scant few miles, and unbeknownst to each other. The fates kept them separate as they grew from brash whelps into homosexual young women with hard opinions about cheaply made processed foods. One of them, a black-clad warrior, fighting for metals heavy and corn syrups high fructose. The other, a living embodiment of no-calorie soda, literally begging the gods to strike her down where she stands, or at least strike her with a cease and desist order. Now the world has united these two to clash over their cheap foodstuffs, and we meet them here, the battlefield where they are destined for eternal combat. Ladies and ghouls, it is my pleasure to welcome you to Diet Coke and Lilith's House of Snacks.
Coke.
And I'm Lilith!
And this is our House of Snacks!
Alright.
Diet Coke!
How are you doing?
I'm good. I start a new job next week. Yeah.
I am
no longer an employee of a certain computer company that, according to our metrics on our podcast hosting service, a majority of you are listening to this podcast on.
I haven't lived that lifestyle in a long time, and we don't even need to say what lifestyle that is, but I haven't lived it in a long time. It's hard to fathom that way.
Wait, sorry, unemployed or...
Apple user. Sorry,
oh,
you can bleep that.
Oh. Yeah, so here's the thing. When you have an employee discount with them for 9.5 years...
I don't judge you at all.
the computer that I'm currently recording this on is a Windows computer. I have that. I have my little dinky Plex server that's set up on a Windows computer. Other than that, everything that can boot up a computer thingy that I own, I guess other than my Steam Deck... It's got that Apple logo on it.
We're saying it now. Do we want to bleep it? Do we want to stop saying it?
So here's the thing, is that I still work for a company that is deeply involved with Apple. So I'm not going to say anything disparaging about the company.
Fair. Let me ask, can you guess what was the most recent generation of iPhone that I owned?
I am going to take a shot in the dark based on what I know about you and what I know about, like, when did people kind of jump off of iPhone? iPhone 4S.
Whoa. Lilith.
Did I get it?
That's exactly correct.
Fuck yeah!
That's
the S2, right?
Yeah. The 4S. Yeah. Holy shit, that's incredible.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I've been answering those phones for a bit. I kinda have a bit of a like profile. It's not anything I couldn't put this into words, but like when I talk to somebody and then they give me a serial number and it pulls up a iPhone 6S, I'm like, yeah.
That's incredible.
You do this for long enough, you start to learn, you start to notice patterns. And I know my best friend very well. And also, I think you may have told me this at some point, I'm realizing.
That's fair. I don't think I have. Would it also surprise you to know that I grew up completely in an Apple environment? I only used Apple.
I think you've told me that. And it doesn't surprise me because isn't your dad a photographer?
Well, he does, I don't know how you'd describe his job. Yeah, like videography. Like he works mainly in industrial films and like for a while religious films. He worked at the church.
Interesting.
But he shoots it, he directs it, he edits it, he does it all.
Yeah. And I mean that is something.
That's why we always had IMAX. Yeah.
Exactly. IMAX were useful for that back in the day.
100%.
Still are.
I'll tell you, I have worked sets up until about 2019, and you still see mostly IMAX there as well.
Yeah, IMAX, MacBook Pros, it's still industry standard.
I guess it was an animation studio that I mostly worked for. It was still. IMAX and Wacoms as far as the eye could see.
Yeah. They're well set up for that.
True.
I
Daddy's so, I'm not gonna beg. Fuck it. I'm bratty today, but Daddy's so pissed off at us right now.
For talking about our lives?
But listen, an apple is a snack.
Yes.
Bitch.
Yeah, we didn't even need to get out of the cock cage for that one.
Do you want to talk about snacks?
I would love to talk about snacks. Has there been any development? I feel like we kind of opened this with in the Junie episode. Has there been any development in your private snack life before we get into the snack that we're reviewing today?
I don't know. I'm still rocking hard with the Baby Bells.
Okay.
I got a good deal on Reese's cups at Aldi. I found a hot deal. So I've been snacking on those when I want a little something sweet. Okay. I keep them in the fridge. You ever have a fridge Reese's cup?
Yes. You know I'm not crazy about Reese's cups, but the fridge is better for them.
A lot of people will do freezer. I think that's wrong. I think fridge, you get a perfect, nice, smooth, cool texture every time.
Yeah, I think
freezer, you're biting into a friggin' rock.
Generally, I would agree with that. Reese's cups are a very soft candy. You're dealing with that peanut butter in there, and that's mostly oil, so you're not getting a whole lot of freeze there.
Call me Jed Clampett, the way I love finding that oil.
I'll allow it. Yeah. we would have also accepted Daniel Plainview.
Yeah, sure. I'm trying to lock down that older audience. I feel like
you feel like I'm kind of reeling in the younger Blue Sky audience that's obsessed with jizz, and you're getting.
I'm gonna go for the other end. I'm gonna start hanging out on Go Comics pages, seeing who's in Mary Worth's comments, see if I can get them listening to the House of Snacks.
Okay.
I think they would really appreciate that Beverly Hillbillies reference.
Yeah. The show that was old when I was young, and I'm old.
Yeah, that's correct. The show that I really enjoyed when I was young, and it was an old show that was on TV Land.
Yeah. I think I watched it on Nick at Night.
It could have been Nick at Night. I watched a lot of both of those.
Yeah.
That was when my dad was working for the cable company, so we got all the channels. Do you have any snack news in your life?
Do I have any snack news in my life? I have a pint of Ben & Jerry's that I'm working my way through right now.
Hell yeah.
Chocolate therapy.
Oh, that's a great flavor.
Yeah.
You know, really I'll tell you, I'm glad to have a job again because it means there might be some pints of Ben & Jerry's in my future.
Yeah. Folks, if you are out there, the Safeway For You app, if you're in a Safeway, Albertsons, Vons, I think you said was the other one.
That's correct, yes.
Area?
Albertsons and Vons are, you can use your membership cards from one at the other, so I would assume that extends to Safeway as well.
So the Safeway app, it has these little like For You deals. They're a goddamn hassle. to get in the store, because like basically the barcode is printed so small that if you get your phone close enough to it to where it could like take up the requisite amount of the screen for it to be read, the phone can't focus that close. So it's a fucking crapshoot. You have to stand in front of the freezer for quite some time to get it to work. But I got fucking $3 Ben and Jerry's pint the other day.
Oh, a $3? Yeah. It's such a rare treat, but when you find it, it feels like 2017 mm-hmm. again.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nothing goes down smoother than a $3 Ben and Jerry's pint.
Hey, this is snack news we can talk about, by the way. Unless, did you have more to say about Ben and Jerry's?
No. I just wanted to talk about my $3 Ben and Jerry's.
That's something to be proud of, and I'm very happy for you. Soon, unless the fucking U.S. Antitrust Bureau actually has a backbone, you might also be able to use your Vons, Albertsons, and Safeway cards at Kroger stores, I believe.
Really?
I think they're trying to merge. And it's, you know, as things normally go in America, they probably will let them.
Yep. And as we've all learned from the games industry, nothing bad happens when one company just hoovers up a whole bunch of other companies.
And, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm kind of legit afraid because, like, inflation's already been bad.
Yep.
And if Kroger, if that's all one alliance, then, you know, what the fuck's going to happen? It's going to be a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, fuck us, I guess.
Yeah. Fuck everything. Should we do a snack?
Yeah. Wait, one last thing before we go into snack.
Yes.
Have we ever done a BJ on the show? A Ben and Jerry's? Has that ever
A Ben occurred? And Jerry's? No, I don't think we've ever done a Ben and Jerry's.
We should, but for now, let's hear the snack description.
Coca-Cola Spiced is the new flavor from the Coca-Cola Corporation. They put raspberry in Coca-Cola and want us to shit our little fucking pants like we're supposed to be excited or something. Like that's not something you can get at any fucking freestyle. Like that's not something that you could just take some fucking raspberry syrup from the Cost Plus World Market, dip it in your dinky little Coke, and have yourself a good fucking time. We're supposed to get on our knees and thank them? Just because it's that plus Coca-Cola spices, whatever the fuck that means? Fuck off.
Coca-Cola Spiced.
Spiced. Not a Dune tie-in, but maybe like kind of backdrafting on Dune's success.
That's an interesting.
Is that
theory.
What it's called?
Now,
what's
this
it called?
Is a snack.
When you drive behind Spice? A big red to ride their wind.
You are referring to.
Is it called
practice?
Backdrafting? That doesn't sound right.
Backdrafting sounds wrong.
Yeah. Oh well.
I'm not gonna look this up.
Listen, I took a whiff of this soda.
I haven't done that yet. We have discussed this soda on the show, and we both, it sounded like, thought it was stupid.
Well,
is this not true?
I think it's just kind of baffling.
Yeah.
Because it's like, Coca-Cola, so what, it's Coca-Cola with raspberry spice.
Yes.
Which the Coca-Cola website further defines as raspberry and spice flavors.
Which is good that they're not calling raspberry a spice, because that would be some shit.
Yeah, so there is a, it is, it's raspberry spiced, but it's raspberry comma spiced, really.
Yeah, that's good.
I tell you, I do like when I add a little ras to the Coca-Cola
smell.
At the freestyle, and the smell is, it's very pleasant, I will say.
Yeah,
it's,
that's
I mean,
interesting.
It smells more like a bit of a, I mean, you know, from ras, we get to blue ras, obviously. There's a bit of a blue ras smell to it. But mixed with the Coke, I could see this being good. I don't know.
Let's do it. Oh!
Oh, I like this.
Death squads be damned. Those boys can make a soda.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes Coca-Cola, like, they remind you that
Holy
they can make
shit.
A good soda. Yeah,
that's delicious.
I'm a fan of that. That is good stuff.
Yeah.
I am, for those at home, I am officially drinking the zero sugar version, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I am not doing that this week.
You are or aren't?
I am not. I have the full sugar version.
This is really good. Like, it does. Yeah, just it's got a blue raspberry element, I think.
Yep. And then it's got that like kind of what we talked about, where it feels like they're turning up the flavor dial on Coke, not turning up the sweetness dial on Coke, which I appreciate. It's just the like other stuff that Coke's got going on, turned up plus raspberry.
I guess that's what they mean by spice flavors, yeah. And I guess I hate to hand it to them. I guess I understand why they have to say spice flavors as well.
Because it does still taste like Coke.
Yeah, it's like it kind
is a
of
really important.
It hits you with this nice gentle wash of raspberry flavor, and then cutting right through that is the Coca-Cola flavor.
Yeah.
It's a delightful experience. This is really good.
Yeah. I will be saving some for my girlfriend because I honestly could taste it, and I'm like, ooh, Margo's gonna try this. This is gonna be good.
Yeah, my beautiful wife Casey doesn't usually go for the zero sugars, but I'll probably track down a bottle for her because I do think she would like this.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear. This is a wood buy, and it's a wood drink.
Okay, so for me, it's gonna be a wood drink.
Got a good taste.
It
does indeed have a good taste. However, I'm drinking a lot less soda recently.
Oh, good for you.
Which is a lifestyle choice that is perhaps somewhat counter to my professional goals as a snacks podcaster.
No, but good for you. I couldn't ever quit the stuff, but
I'm not quitting.
I know, but yeah.
I'm no longer cuz it used to be a soda in the morning to wake me up, like almost every day.
See, I have lived that lifestyle in the past. That's not what I currently do. That's a hard. That has to be a hard rule for me, or else, like if I get to that point, I'm. It's very quickly escalating to I'm drinking 3 to 4 Diet Cokes a day.
Yeah. See, and it was always just one soda, but still, I didn't. Love the and I made the switch over to coffee, and I'm actually really enjoying my time with coffee. So
see, I'm trying to get off coffee in the morning. I kind of just got in the habit because my beautiful wife Casey is always brewing it, and I'm like, well, if it's there, I'm gonna drink it.
But interesting.
But then you know, I'm putting the cream in there, and it's too much. So I'm kind of trying to switch to tea in the mornings, like I'm British or some shit.
I just do. So here's my thing with coffee: I don't do cream, do some sugar. But I like the richness of the coffee. I don't want to cut that off. I just want to have a little bit of sweetness with it. I feel like the cream waters it down.
Yeah, I want to water it down.
I love that rich coffee flavor. And I honestly sometimes do drink it black because that's how my girlfriend drinks it. And sometimes we run out of sugar. Anyway, Coca-Cola spiced, I should say, is no, I would not buy. I was just needed to circle the car back around, do a quick T-turn.
It costs money, and where is it getting the money from? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Also, I'm unemployed this week, so.
There.
I mean, but I'm just not doing soda as much. I'll buy like a 12-pack every few weeks.
That's a good way to live. I limit myself to one a day, and then every once in a while, if circumstances make it such, I'll splurge and do it 2 a day. But that's as much as I can do. I love this stuff too much. I'd suck Diet Coke from a teat if I had to.
Well, if we can find some fucking internet pervert who's figured out that one. Out. Diet Coke. Oh, fuck.
Are you okay?
Can I tell you something that just happened right
what
now?
What has happened?
I was rubbing my face in frustration.
Yeah. Because the things I've said?
Because of my best friend.
Yeah.
And I momentarily lost cognizance of the piece of metal that I paid a gentleman to stab through my eyebrow a few weeks ago.
Oh, sure.
And my finger just bumped right up against that pretty hard. It hadn't been hurting that much. but
this just went from Mission Impossible to Mission in freaking Sanity.
Is
hello.
No, god damn it. The snack taker's here again.
Oh, hello, my child.
Hey! Hey! I like soda.
Hey, we all love soda in the house of
oh,
snacks.
Oh, this is spicy soda.
I guess. I like it.
It burns.
Does it?
It burns.
Okay.
It's spicy like pepperoni pizza.
That's not spicy either, you little dimwit.
You know, to be fair, snack taker, when I was a little kid, I had to peel the pepperonis off of my pizzas because I thought they were too spicy.
Yes, you were a little baby.
Yeah, I was a little baby.
I'm not a little baby.
Apparently you are. You think pepperoni pizza is spicy.
Don't call me a baby!
I'm sorry, it's been a bit strained between the snack taker and I this last week.
Yeah, I have issues at school.
What's that?
I have issues at school. I can't pay attention during my Zoom sessions.
I know. And he's teething right now.
Yeah.
His third set of teeth is coming in.
Yeah, I got 3 sets of teeth.
Yes.
I'm like a shark.
3 out of 5. It's going to be a long process.
Yeah.
Bite marks everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I found a bite mark on the door of the fridge. How did he do that?
I was hungry. I was snacky. I was trying to get into the fridge.
Then open it with your hands.
But why would I do that when I've got 3 sets of teeth, baby?
Okay. Can I end the show now?
I wish you would.
Well, goodbye, ghosts and ghoulies. The House of Snacks is closed yet again. We'll snack you later.
For more from the House of Snacks, visit patreon.com/houseofsnacks. That's patreon.com/houseofsnax.